This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it will begin to upgrade its nuclear, its uranium enrichment this weekend. President Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago, and Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, suggests that gives his country a nuclear-free hand. AP correspondent John Gambrell has more.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said that by Sunday, Iran will begin to enrich uranium at any level that it wants. It's unclear what level it will enrich uranium at, but any enrichment of uranium higher than 3.67 narrows the one-year window analysts say Iran would need to have enough fissible material together to build a nuclear weapon.
The United States is celebrating its birthday today. In Washington, D.C., President Trump has added his own stamp to the day's events. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
He says it'll be the show of a lifetime. Fighter jets overhead, Abrams tanks on display. The president himself will speak at the Lincoln Memorial in what the White House says will be a patriotic speech. But critics like Code Pink's Medea Benjamin say he's using the military as a political prop.
It is a misuse of taxpayers' money to use this for what seems like a campaign stop.
Asked if the president has to walk a fine line tonight and stay away from politics.
I don't know what that means. He's proud of his patriotism.
Top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he is too and invites Democrats into the patriotic tent. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Kudlow told VOA this week that top U.S. and Chinese delegations will resume trade talks in earnest in the coming week. With the current truce in the U.S.-China trade war, President Trump is holding off on imposing tariffs of up to 25% on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. This is VOA News. China has accused Britain of flagrant interference in Hong Kong after London voiced support for anti-government protesters. Britain has been warning Beijing of serious consequences if China breaches the agreement that turned Hong Kong over from British to Chinese control in 1997. Pro-democracy supporters say Britain has a legal and moral duty to stand up for the freedom of Hong Kong's people. Protester Daisy Chan questions the Chinese territory's future on the issue of freedom.
In China, you don't even have freedom of speech. You just speak one thing that they are wrong, you are going to put in jail. So can you imagine that after 28 years, what will Hong Kong be? Nobody knows.
It was a very good week for U.S. markets heading into this 4th of July holiday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on the July 4th timeout.
It's a pause for Wall Street after setting a bunch of records on a holiday-shortened day. Investors pushed the S&P 500 index to its third straight record high close. The Dow passed its record of October of last year by 179 points. It closed at 26,966. Tech stocks led the gains, so Nasdaq also joined the record-breaking club. The rally follows a slight easing of trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Both nations have agreed to refrain from new tariffs while they open a new round of negotiations. The markets reopen Friday. I'm Shelley Adler.
There have been conflicting messages this week over the Trump administration's plans for next year's U.S. Census. The Commerce Secretary said this week there will be no citizenship question on the census form. President Trump has contradicted that statement. AP's Jackie Quinn.
A Justice Department Assistant Attorney General Joseph Hunt communicated with a federal judge Wednesday, saying there may be a legally available path under last week's Supreme Court decision that would allow the citizenship question to be included in the census. It was announced this week the process of printing the census form had begun and that the question wasn't being included.
Ava Moses Kor, a Romanian Holocaust survivor who spent more than a decade advocating forgiveness, has died at age 85 during an annual trip to Auschwitz, the Nazi regime's most notorious death camp. Kor was sent to Auschwitz in German-occupied Poland in 1944 with her twin sister. Both survived the camp, but Kor's sister died in 1993 of complications blamed on medical experiments in the camp. Kor's advocacy of forgiveness made her an enemy to some who labeled her a traitor. Her supporters praised her as a visionary. Her advocacy group, Candles, announced her death today, saying she passed away peacefully. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.